Now, if you just open up your notes, we're going to, for the first few sections, we're going to have to keep fairly closely to the notes so that we don't miss some of the basic material that we really need to know. Now, I'm sure that every one of us here says, well, I know what forgiveness is, and I'm sure there's a sense in which we all do know. So we're not going to debate that. But there'll also be a sense in which we don't know it, and we will always be surprised by new elements that lie in forgiveness. Just to test out whether we really know it or not, let's ask ourselves a question: whether there's anyone in this world, in our memory, in our relationships, anyone at all, whom we have not forgiven, who remains unforgiven in our minds or our hearts. So if that is the case, then don't tell anybody you know all about forgiveness, because the proof and test of our knowing forgiveness is that we have forgiven, isn't it? And that we go on forgiving. Right, now, what we have to look at is that since it is the forgiveness of sins, we have to understand what sin is. And I keep on saying, the evangelist who comes and starts to tell you what sin is has started at the wrong end. He must come and proclaim God, and he must show forth God, because since man is in the image of God, and since man has fallen, we wouldn't know what we'd fallen from unless we knew what the image was, and we wouldn't know what the image is unless we knew God. That's very simple, isn't it, really? And what we point out here is that when man knew God, he was not thankful. He didn't honour him, he wasn't thankful to God, he didn't worship him, because he wanted to go against him. And so that is really man's basic area of sinfulness. And now we have to come to the point that nobody, including myself, knows what sin is. We can understand something of its impact by comparing commandments and precepts in the Bible, and not to do certain things and to do certain things. We can discover whether we are in fact sinning or not. Do you follow that? But the innate nature of sin, for many reasons, it's impossible for us to know. And one great theologian said, never see your sins except on the cross, because he meant they would drive you into despair and perhaps to destroy yourself if you really saw the nature of sin. So we can test it out whether we do know the nature of sin. If we know the nature of sin, we know the nature of God. If we know the nature of God, we now honour him and worship him, and we love him, and we're grateful to him, and we serve him, and we adore him. And if we don't do those things, it means that we're still in the grip of sin, and we don't really know the nature of sin. The one person who knew more in regard to what sin is than anyone else was the one who never sinned. So that gets rid of the myth that if you've been through the whole muck and mess and you become a Christian, then you know what it's all about. The more you go through the muck and the mess, the less you know what it's about. And you know what it does to you, just as an alcoholic knows what alcohol does to him, but he doesn't understand what drives him to need alcohol and then all the wretchedness that he goes through. All right, well, we say here that God is the only one who can forgive. First of all, he's the only one who can give. Now, forgiveness is one thing and forgiveness is another. When God created us, it was givenness. He gave us everything we have. What do you have that was not given to you? And if it was given, why do you boast it was not a gift? So there isn't one of us here who hasn't been given everything we have. Everything we have, we've been given. But when it comes to our giving, we show that we don't understand giving, because we're always suspicious of gifts, aren't we? People have a motive for what they do, and we have a motive for what we do, or a mixed motive for what we do. And James says that every good gift and every perfect giving comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shadow of turning. He's saying that the only true giving is that which God does. And we're not suggesting that God doesn't do it through us from time to time, or perhaps a lot of the time, but giving is something we know nothing about again. And then forgiving is not just giving, but it's giving back what was given, which we destroyed. Forgiveness is not just letting us off the hook for what we've done. Forgiveness is giving us back what we've lost. That's incredible, isn't it? Well, I've just given you the example there of the French verb pardonner, which this donner, pardonner, is to give back and to give beyond. And that's what we sang this morning. Now, there is nothing more humiliating than being given a gift. And you look at me and you say, oh, come on, I love being given gifts. Now, when you analyze it, do you really? You're glad to get something, but you're scared that it's going to put you under obligation. True? Why, as our daughter used to pray in the Lord's Prayer, not in ignorance, of course, forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us. And she had a point anyway. But we hate being Christmased, don't we? Do you know what I mean? And the whole mess up of a totally artificial giving, isn't it, in many cases? And so we don't really understand the nature of God, that he just goes out to us to give and to give and to give and to give. And then he goes out to forgive and to forgive and to forgive, so that we don't have anything there that remains to be forgiven. And I think we'll see as we go through that it's quite stunning. But as I say, it can be humiliating. And I often advise people, just don't go to somebody and say, I forgive you. Because that will be very humiliating to the person, won't it? You come on and say, I forgive you. You know, but people can't take that too easily. And I would say, I just thought my own bat, of course, I'd say that there's no person who's not been forgiven, that's to say, who's not received forgiveness from God, who can understand you forgiving them. And who can forgive you? One young lady I helped once, she went home to her father and she said, Dad, I want to ask you for forgiveness of all I've done. And he said, well, I don't know what you've done. You know, he was a fairly blunt sort of guy, just accepted his daughter she was, and here she came with this great load asking for forgiveness, and he didn't know anything she'd done wrong, so he couldn't forgive her. And then she said, and Dad, I forgive you too for all you've done. And he said, what the so-and-so have I ever done? You know what I mean? And so forgiveness to him was a foreign thing, and it is to the human spirit, forgiveness. And in many languages there is no word for forgiveness. And and often when people ask forgiveness, it's not that they want to be forgiven, it's just that they don't want the thing held against them, and so there'll be disadvantage.